try.
Never heard of it.
Disappeared.
What about different kinds of melons?
Milk?
Melons.
Melon? Well, there's a lot of melon. Of course, the cantaloupe is called muskmelon by somebody I never heard it used. And there's a Persian melon, that's an exotic thing you find in restaurants in New York. But that's on a melon, you know.
Well, the honeydew, but I don't think that's grown around here.
That's imported pretty much, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so. That's what I think.
Cantaloupes and watermelon.
You have names for different kinds of watermelons?
The rattlesnake and the Murphy butter, the solid green.
I don't remember.
It had some Irishman's name. Brown, somebody's name. Couldn't be brown, because that sounded like a color. Rattlesnake and the other solid green, they had a name, I forget what it was.
Yeah.
Of course, the cantaloupe had a different kind of cantaloupe. Golden Heart one, and then Rocky Ford cantaloupe.
There's a little crookneck vegetable that you...
Squash?
Yeah.
Yeah, now, we grew some squash, didn't we, this year? We had the fiber, but we never got the squash. Back there, back in the tool house.
Oh, no, that was cantaloupe.
Well, cantaloupe, that's right. Did we ever get one?
Yes, we got about three or four.
Mm-hmm. I remember you were so proud of seeing, and I wondered, as the vine grew, did it drag the cantaloupe along the ground?
It did, and the cantaloupe was resting on the ground, and sometimes I would put something under it so it wouldn't have a bad spot in it.
Mm-hmm. That's right, we did. I remember we did eat some cantaloupe off our crack. Mm-hmm. But let's not forget to plant parsnip next year.
What about, you mentioned earlier corn liquor. There are other names for that?
Corn squeezings. That's what Snuffy Smith called it.
White
lightning.
Yeah.
Mountain Dew, they call it up in the mountains, it's called Mountain Dew. But corn liquor, generally called corn. I bought a half gallon of corn yesterday coming out the house.
Did you ever see them make that around here, out in the woods?
No, I've never seen them made. I read the extensive of this book of Foxfire. There's a very elaborate description of the fabrication of corn liquor.
Of
course, it's known as corn whiskey, really, because you can buy it in the stores. It's called as corn whiskey, but just colloquially spoken of corn liquor.
Yeah. Sugar cane, you know, they used to grind that up.
Mm-hmm. Cane mill, and then boil it, get molasses. I don't know much about that. It's out in the country around here a little bit. I've never seen it.
Molasses? So what else did they get from it besides molasses?
Well, sorghum is a different plant, isn't it?
I think so.
Sorghum is like sugar cane. Uh-huh. Sorghum is sort of like blackstrap molasses. But didn't feed blackstrap molasses and sorghum. Same thing.
What's the difference between molasses and syrup?
Well, that ought to be easy. The molasses is what's left, I think. It's like the distillate of different things. I mean, petroleum, you get kerosene, you get gasoline, you get Vaseline. And I think molasses is what's left at the bottom of the vat after you take the syrup off. Mm-hmm. That's just a bit more, just made that up. Because it's thicker, it's heavier, and not really so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a very distinct flavor.
Okay.
Got more of a flavor than syrup, corn syrup.